AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. In the House and in the Senate, a border security bill has been approved. The AP's Mike Grazia reports President Trump is not happy with this bill, but he is expected to sign it later today.
On this vote, the yeas are 300, the nays are 128. The conference report is adopted.
The bipartisan compromise deal provides about $1.4 billion in funding for border walls, far less than the $5.7 billion Trump originally demanded, which led to a record 35-day shutdown just weeks before.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is eyeing the next expected move by the president, a national emergency.
Pelosi says declaring a national emergency along the border with Mexico is an overreach by President Trump.
It's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us.
She adds GOP members of Congress will rue the day if they back what she calls Trump's lawless act and abuse of presidential power.
The precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans.
Pelosi can get a bill to overturn Trump's declaration through the House, and it could also pass a GOP-held Senate, though Trump is likely to veto it. Trump's move will certainly draw a court challenge. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Trump administration will try to persuade a judge in San Francisco to let it add a citizenship question to the 2020 census for the first time in nearly 70 years. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says U.S. and Chinese negotiators in Beijing made headway on very, very important issues in talks on a technology dispute. Lighthizer later made a courtesy call to China's President Xi Jinping. Heavy rain is setting off mudslides in Southern California and in Northern California. Battalion Fire Chief Kai Pasquale is in Sausalito.
There was one woman in that duplex. The mudslide impacted that duplex and brought it down the hill, impacting a second structure.
Two storm-related deaths in Southern California. This is AP Radio News. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is talking about the events leading up to him being fired.
Andrew McCabe says he worried the probes could vanish in the night without a trace. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion.
That were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night.
The interview with McCabe will air Sunday. President Trump this morning says McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
An AP analysis shows despite President Trump's tough talk on trade, his administration has granted hundreds of companies permission to import millions of tons of steel made in China, Japan, and other countries without paying the hefty tariff he put in place to protect U.S. manufacturers and jobs. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.